This podcast is brought to you in part by Sunday Cool. Watch this or listen.
Wanted to get them like scared at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like get their blood pumping.
Yeah.
Like crazy, right?
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you mysterious? Are you comfortable? Do you want to be? Sunday Cool is here to take care of you. Fleece Bliss. Fleece so soft, you'll even consider eating it. But don't. Essence. Beauty. Intelligence. Is it just fleece? Or is it destiny? Entangle yourself. Cloaked in mystery. Whispers of warmth. A flip ton of fleece. Order now at sundaycool.com.
Si puedes entender esto, el gobierno está tratando de controlarte.
Great God.
I like a lot of what RFK says.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Do what?
I like a lot of what RFK says. Not everything.
I appreciate it.
Carol.
There's a bomb in the car.
There's a bomb in the car.
Did you know that his first wife?
Well, no.
I know.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Will.
I did not know that. And they had 6 children together.
Way to bring in the good energy.
Sorry.
Light vibe from Lily.
Anyway, I just saw that clip and that was intense.
Here's some light news from Lily. Did you know?
But now he's married to Cheryl Hines.
Hilarious lady from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Who's
from RV, the movie. That's her one credit. There's like, that's what her legacy is.
Whose sister
uh-huh.
is April Hines. Whose cousin is my Aunt Debbie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Then I sent an email to his campaign because I'm like, it'd be fun to have him on here.
Mm.
We'll just ask him all the ridiculous questions, but they never got back to me. We should have gone through you.
I know.
You're like 7 degrees of bacon.
Why don't they take us serious?
So Cheryl Hines came to my school one time.
You met her?
I met her.
Wow.
I know.
Was she funny?
It was clouded by how weird I was. I don't have a memory other than how weird I was about it.
That's funny.
I choke with celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I want to really surprise you one day. Like when we have somebody come in and like just literally get it all on camera, your reaction. I just can't wait.
Oh, no.
I try to think Taylor Lautner would be hilarious.
Yeah, it's got to be the dude from Pride and Prejudice.
Dude, if he will.
Mr. Darcy.
That would turn me up.
It is such a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, gosh. Don't even go there, dude.
She's just.
Stop. Stupid no. thing.
Or we just go.
She would never.
No.
Maybe I won't.
She probably won't. No.
I would not.
Hey, I would take care of you till the end of my days, okay?
Okay.
You can live with me.
Okay. Just get Bill Gates up in here.
The main.
she goes feral. I just saw red, Your Honor. I just saw red.
Speaking.
Yes.
Of people buying up all the farmland.
Yeah.
Did you see that this, in the next 20 years, the largest land exchange in America is going to happen? Over $74 billion worth of land is going to be exchanged.
Can we guess to who?
But that's the thing. This is an activist statement. Because it's all because these old farmers are old and tired and retiring.
Yeah.
But who's buying this farmland?
China. Really?
Well, and they're just like, the person that made the video is leaving it up to your assumption. Like, who do you think is going to buy it? And so they're imploring us. They're saying, if you have any inkling of wanting to buy and do a farm,
yeah,
do it. Because you know what I bet you could do is just buy the land and then like find a group of people that know how to do it and just say, use my land for it. And then you make the money.
Farming can't be that hard.
I heard farming is the easiest thing ever.
Yeah. Shut up.
What did you say?
Anyway,
no, dude, it's extremely difficult.
Get scared.
Yeah. I mean, well, the Chinese people are buying our farmland.
They're buying them. They're taking your corn.
And you know what they're doing?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, I'm not going to say it. Continue.
Lily, were you about to use a Chinese accent again? You can't. Listen, listen, that's all she does off camera, guys. It's honestly really like, I'm all for comedy, but it seems like it's blurring the line a little bit, right?
Very, very offensive.
It's kind of hard to work in her vicinity now.
Never in my life.
Very good. How you feeling, Joshy, boy?
Oh, you know, tired.
Tired. Tired of what,
tired,
man? What are you tired of, man?
Sleepy. Hungry.
Falling.
Oh, I want to sleep all day.
Oh. Don't you poop in a hurry.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're good?
Yes.
Feeling soulful today?
You know what would help? But magic mind.
Gimme.
Chobani?
Show me your Chobani.
No.
You want one? Look at that! Oh.
I hope that was on camera.
Just edit it where it hits the wall.
Good old magic mind.
Andrew, my,
saving the day.
My ears are too quiet.
At 10:30 in the morning.
Brain juice, baby.
Brain juice.
It's
great. It's healthy. It's nutritious. And it's very healthy.
Sharper mind, lower stress, better energy.
With 12 magical ingredients. Magic? Did you say magic?
Including the tears from elves.
And the hair of a wizard.
Ah!
It's the taste is growing on me. That's the crazy thing.
I like
yeah.
it.
Because I'm not usually this kind of guy. I can't even see the basket.
You're not that guy.
Oh! I'm on fire today.
Hey, make sure to use the code NINJA20.
Yeah.
Yes.
At magicmind.com/NINJA20.
20.
No. /ninjas. Right?
No, singular.
Oh, no. NINJA.
Singular.
Okay.
It'll be right here.
Did you hear that?
Look at the screen. Look in the description.
Did you know that it's Alan Beaver's last day?
Super sad. I told him, you know what I told John? I said, we come here in the middle of the night. We stack up a bunch of sticks and mud against all the doors.
Because he's a beaver.
Because he's a beaver. Beaver that's they can't get past him. Right? So,
yeah,
just a thought. Just a thought. Just a thought. Just trying to keep our guy around. But he's doing good things.
Yeah.
Good things. All good things.
All good things. Oh, so song.
Have you stretched today? Oh, song.
You wrote a song, right? Do you want a song?
Yeah.
I've been absent these past couple of days, but.
Oh, I didn't write a song. I didn't think you want to. Maybe I figured we'd maybe like improv something or I don't.
Okay. I mean, you said you're going to write a song.
I don't remember saying I was going to write a song.
No.
I know we had a long weekend and I said I'll try to write a song.
I left you the voicemail. And I said, hey, I'm going to be out yesterday, a couple days. It's been pretty hectic. And she figured you would write a song.
You don't have any like direction for me? I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now.
No, man. If we don't have a song. We just don't need to have a song.
Okay.
We just don't need to have a song if we don't like it's not like a completely necessary thing.
I know, but we haven't filmed in like a week. So like.
Yeah, I know. That's why. Because it's been stressful.
Hey, guys, take it easy.
It's been stressful. Everyone's dealing with a lot.
Okay.
We don't have to have a song. We could just go to the right to the question or something. I don't know. We don't need to have a song. Don't get upset.
What do you mean we don't need to have a song? We always do a song, Andy. I'm tired of just doing improv songs, dude. I don't know.
Listen.
I'm sorry we got no song. Don't know where it all went wrong. To be honest, I'm so scared.
So scared.
Never been so unprepared. It's okay now, don't you cry. We are ninjas or butterflies. We don't need a song to sing. 'Cause we can do anything.
We don't got a song, we don't got a song. We don't got a song, where did it go wrong? We don't got a song, we don't got a song. We don't got a song, but we're singing a song. We're singing, this is our song. We're singing, this is our song.
This is our song. This is our song. How is it possible we're singing a song?
Didn't have a song, now we got a song.
We didn't have a song, now we got a song. Didn't have a song, now we got a song. How is it possible it feels so wrong?
King Kong, King Kong, King Kong. King Kong, Hong Kong, King Kong. King Kong, Hong Kong, King Kong. Ping Pong,
this is our song.
This is our song, this is our song.
Oh no,
it's King Kong, King Kong. Tear it down, Hong Kong, King Kong. This is our song,
this is our song.
Our song, this is our song. This is our song, how is this our song? If we don't have a song, we're singing this song. It feels so wrong.
So wrong.
Wow. Josh, I guess we had a song in us the whole time.
The whole time?
The whole time, pal.
40, was it? Was it?
What?
43 minutes?
Twice the legal minute? Yeah. Have you seen that
twice
video?
Twice the legal minute?
No, what?
This guy gets pulled over for obviously drunk driving, which is terrible. And the guy's pulling over. He's like, you know you were doing like twice the legal limit? He says, twice the legal minute?
He goes, twice the legal minute?
No, that couldn't have been off. It couldn't have been me, officer.
Oh, speaking of twice the legal minute.
Are you angry at Josh or something?
I was trying to make it in the trash can. I was really close, too.
I didn't like, that was kind of like, weirdly, like how she like, the force that came off. It was almost like.
Aggression.
Yeah,
there's supernatural and weird.
I was trying to rebound it off the back of the chair.
You know why I'm so tired is because.
Magic or something?
She's been hitting me.
No,
what?
I haven't.
Every time I try to go to sleep, she goes, wake up.
What?
No, she says, wake up.
Lily, are you kidding me right
now? I've never done that before.
That's insane. He's flinching. You're moving your arms and he's flinching. What are you doing? Stop. I'm honestly concerned. This is scary.
Every time I try to sleep.
Oh, Josh, are
every
you serious?
Every time she hits me.
Every night?
Every night.
You're not exaggerating?
I haven't slept in 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh, Josh, how is that possible?
I don't know.
Lily, this is not okay. I'm honestly
happened.
Really upset about
I'm scared.
This. Yeah, I can feel it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everyone be quiet.
Late. Okay.
She didn't hit me when I went to sleep, but I'm about to hit you with this question.
Dang.
Do we know how this goes, Lil? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, yes, no, 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 yes, 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 no. It's a yes or no. It's a very simple question, and I need you to answer it right off the bat. No ifs, ands, or buts. Yes or no? Are all women witches?
Witch! 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 Witch!
That's it.
You heard it here first. Lily's a witch.
You heard it here first. Lily's a witch. Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Ha! Ninjas are dead!
What the heck? What the heck?
It's October.
It's October.
It is October 1st. It's spooky.
And like that, she's forgot about it.
That was so
it's a
dumb.
Thing in the past.
So dumb. I messed it up.
No, you're good. That was fun.
I didn't know what we were supposed to do. I just knew that was coming at some point.
If she said, if she would have said yes or no, we would have pinned her. But we were going to say, if you say no, then we would have said witches stands for women, and then we would just came up with an acronym or something that was positive.
Instead, he just wanted to jump to chanting at me.
Yeah, because if you didn't listen, if yes or no.
Yeah, it was a yes or no. You had to answer yes or no, and you didn't.
And that's a trap. If you encounter a witch and you ask them a yes or no question and they don't answer with yes or no, they are indeed a witch.
Yes.
So everyone on the street.
That's how they did the witch trials.
Yep.
Are you good at arithmetic? Yes or no? Yeah. I mean, I'm just... Witch!
Banner.
Turns out they didn't know what arithmetic was. It just sounded like a spell.
Yes.
What did you say?
Did you cast an arithmetic spell on me?
Out of my back hurts.
It's math.
You did this.
Two math. Plus two.
What a crazy week.
Dude, nutso.
So much has happened.
Yes. What's happened? I'm not familiar.
Joker 2 came out.
Oh, that's your big news?
There's a devastating hurricane that pretty much destroyed the entire South.
That happened?
Yep. Yep.
Very sad that what's happening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, thank you to all the people that reach out to us. We are barely affected. Yeah. I have a tree down in my yard and destroyed some of my fence, but that's about it. It's about the most of our damage.
Western North Carolina is
crazy, dude.
Devastated. They said, I saw this morning just from the hurricane, they said like 120 people have perished and there's like over 600 that are still missing.
Jeez. Dude, that is so sad.
And it's like, I mean, they said the storm that hit, the part that hit North Carolina, they said it was like a 1 in 1,000 odds, whatever. And that it hasn't happened like this in like over 100 years.
So they weren't expecting. Did they have a chance to evacuate? Was there like a big?
I think they said that they're like there's gonna be heavy rains and stuff, but like
this is flash floods, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Golly,
have
dude,
you seen?
So scary.
There's a clip where like water's like rushing down and it hits like people's glass. There's like no water on their back window or back like sliding door, and it just
so scary.
Quick.
We're supposed to go to Chimney Rock in 19 days
for your birthday,
and it's gone.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I saw a picture. Our neighbor just got back yesterday. She somehow managed to get down here. She was in the Lake Lord Chimney Rock area, and she said it'll never be the same again. It's completely wiped out, like that whole town center wiped.
All that history, all of that, dude.
Yeah.
That's so scary. But we just think, you look at ancient civilizations, you see those cars that were covered up with sand and mud and stuff. It's like, it's so real.
Yeah.
These things come out of nowhere and it's super sudden and like it can literally drown a whole civilization.
Yeah, do you see the houses like in Florida? Like
dude, it's crazy. Handle,
like the stilts. Sand is like in their house.
It's crazy. And
like,
it's
halfway up their house.
Yeah, covered their oven. You couldn't even see their oven.
Yeah,
what do you do to
What do you do? Like how do you just clean, like is your house just do you completely just restart? I don't know. Like I need a really big
vacuum.
Can't imagine being in that situation.
Because it's like, okay, so even if you manage to get most of the sand out, which you'll be finding sand until you're 78.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
But is there water damage in your walls now? Like is it completely ruined?
I think your house is just done.
You just cook it.
So I live
house? You can't eat a house, Lil.
Lily.
You telling these people salty? Wait, hold on.
We have children that watch this show, Lily.
If I'm getting this right.
Yeah.
Some people in these areas don't even have food right now, and Lily's suggesting that they eat their home?
Lily, I don't think that's going to help anybody at all.
Wait, that's dangerous.
Doesn't continue into the show.
You can choke on drywall.
Yeah.
You can choke on.
Have you once tried to eat a chimney, Lily?
You can't just eat insulation, even though it looks like cotton candy. Well, guys, I guess you heard it here first.
My stub.
Lily wants everyone that is hungry right now to eat their home.
Stub.
What if you literally just forgot that we had already done that? And you were like having a mental breakdown around. We're like, well, Josh.
Josh, stop.
You guys ready for a song?
Song?
That scared me. Did you say I scared you?
That would be the funniest prank if we pulled that off. Like, and we started off the conversation and then led it back to like the original conversation. Yeah. So like it felt like deja vu or something.
Oh, that would freak me out.
I don't even like thinking about that.
That's a good prank.
Did you guys see that reel? Let me just. Do you have the cord?
I think it's halfway to you.
Pick the cord, my lord.
This is insane. This is your classic Florida hurricane. It's actually not classic. I've never seen this in my life. Jeez. All right, tell me when you
the
get it.
The opposite of classic.
And then.
I got it.
You ready?
Three. Yep.
Three. Is the volume up at all?
It should be.
Okay, three. I don't really remember what the audio is. Three, two, one.
Oh my goodness, dude. Dude, my goodness.
That's like a 10-foot alligator in their living room.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, I would. I don't know what you do in that situation.
Gator nuggets.
Get out! Get out! We hear you! We see you!
Mackenzie, I'm afraid of you!
Mackenzie, you're scaring us.
You're scaring me, Claire.
Scaring me, Claire. That's what.
Dude, oh my goodness.
Have you seen that?
Oh,
don't play it. Send it to. Bad words in it.
Yep.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we'll have to watch it later. It's not even worth it. It's just, but the scenario. Dude, it's this viral TikTok where these girls think there's an intruder in their house, right? Yeah. In one of the bedrooms. And they're just standing in the hallway. And
they all have knives.
And so they're like, convinced someone's in there. And she's
one chick is just like, get out! Like screaming.
Like bass in her
and
voice.
And then the other girl's like, Claire, stop. You're scaring us.
He's like, yeah, me too. It's like funny. That girl was literally like on, like she was willing to die for her friends. Oh, and then her friends are like, yo, you're being a lot right now. You're like being, this is too much.
Too much. You're going to scare him.
Okay, I just got the ick right there. That was so gross.
Oh.
You guys are guaranteed more funny than I see you just because I haven't seen any of the things you reference all the time.
Oh. Yeah, so this hurricane is a real bummer.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Another one coming, apparently.
And we have people in the comments on the last one who are saying like they got power back like at work and places like that, and they watch a show, found some comic relief in the midst of
wow,
it.
Wow,
so
that's awesome!
Just know we love you guys. We're praying for you, and
yeah, and yeah. We're putting links in the description for ways to donate and help.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. Also, if you have a suggestion, comment it.
Yeah,
like an organization that you trust.
Yeah,
that's part of the relief. Mm-hmm. Program.
There's a realtor in town, and I saw she posted a thing. Her parents live near Chimney Rock, and she was actually saying it's pretty cool. She got a call into her parents, and they said that the community was actually coming together. Like they were actually like taking their canned goods and stockpiling them.
Oh,
and,
cool.
You know, you hear the horror stories. News will sometimes live in the dark, you know, fear sort of, you know, narrative. But it's pretty cool that there are places where people are like, this sucks. But we'll come together as a community and weather it. So
yeah,
if you're in the middle of it, hold on to that. Be that person.
For sure.
And we're not going to go down this path of, we know that everything that has happened there is devastating, but we do have to talk some conspiracies around it.
Oh,
Steve Jobs. No.
Yeah, I really feel like at one point we mentioned there has to be something that's going to happen right before the election. Mm-hmm. And we're like a month out from the election, right? It's November 1st?
5th.
5th.
Yeah.
And like there's the whole Bible Belt is like destroyed. And it's just really weird. And we're going to do Andrew's reel early because he showed me it today. And it's it's wild.
Uh-oh.
Wild.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited now. I guess I'm excited. This episode is crazy. We're doing Andrew's real early. We got two gaslighting sessions. Maybe more.
Stop it.
Stick around.
Stick around. You'll find out.
So I'll set this up. I compiled two different reels or YouTube videos. The first one's from History Channel where they're just kind of talking about like weather control. They're not talking about hurricanes. But then I paired it with this video I found where a guy's talking about controlling specifically Helene and like, he has some radar images. And so RFK actually interviewed the guy in the second part of this video. So if that gives any legitimacy to that, so here you go.
Here we go, weather control.
Hey, we got to do control. Give us the music.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, let's do the music.
Drop that beat, baby.
Oh, what?
Andrew
got the real
for
us right now.
Whoa. Spooky.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was jazz.
Are you ready?
I don't think Josh realized that wasn't you laughing.
Oh, my gosh. That was the thing?
Yeah. It was weirding me out.
I am so tired.
You're good. You're good.
Her laughter.
You look at her so confused.
Me.
Like
she hits me.
All right.
Stop. Anyways, she doesn't hit me.
Stop.
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
If you could steer a tornado, what would it take? Even a nuclear weapon might just nudge it.
It's even that. One challenge with that is your shockwave is going to be hard to focus, perhaps, and it might cause the damage you were hoping to avoid with the tornado. I would be looking at how much can I control or change local pressures in the atmosphere near and around the tornado.
These are forces at work that could wipe out major cities.
The circular blue flashes are frequency transmissions from the NEXRAD network of transmitter installations. Atmospheric frequency transmissions can have a repelling effect on air masses, especially if the air masses have been seeded with electrically conductive nanoparticles. Where there are no blue flashes, there is no transmission, thus no repelling effect, thus no resistance for a migrating storm. Translation: a migrating storm will be hindered from moving toward frequency transmissions and will easily migrate in a direction with no transmissions. So again, I ask, was Hurricane Helene's path and behavior just an act of nature, or was it engineered?
Weird.
You see those pulses of how it's pushing it. Yeah. It's like literally forming its path.
That is really, really, really weird.
Dude, I don't understand that at all. I was so scared to start this conversation.
Yeah.
Why?
Just because it's such a sensitive thing.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
I mean, look at that. We've talked about weather manipulation before.
Yeah.
And like,
I mean, yeah, that's the whole
controlling hurricanes with frequencies.
Which, dude. So that's the Doppler. That's the Doppler radar network. And Doppler radar is a radio frequency. I forget which specific frequency, but the same technology they can use to scan for like underground tunnels and stuff. By changing the frequency, it penetrates differently. So the technology does exist with the network of satellites sending, or, you know, radar satellites. The technology exists to transmit at different frequencies. And so if we believe frequencies can do things to the environment, they already have, I don't know if it is weaponized, but a weaponizable network of basically if they can check, you know, for weather with radar, it exists where you are.
Dude, so like, so what would be the motive?
I mean, he talked election tampering as a potential.
Or just causing chaos before something so pivotal in the United States.
Yeah.
Wiping out
that region, you know? Like just,
I don't know. I think it was probably a hurricane was coming, and they're like, how can we make it that much more catastrophic? Because what happened was insane.
Yeah.
Like, it hit Atlanta at a category 2.
I know. That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's so far inland.
Yeah. I know.
That's crazy.
I didn't even know this stuff could happen. I thought it always,
I didn't either.
As soon as it hit the coast, it basically goes down a whole category.
I mean, that's what happened with, was it Ian with us? Like, it was like, I can't remember which one, but like, that's it. It's insane. Atlanta's crazy. That's so far.
Yeah.
I know.
And that's just weird, man. That is super weird. And the thing is, if the government ever could control things like that, like maybe not control the weather, obviously, but manipulate it, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it like could, they could use it for good, would they ever admit it? Like, that's the thing. Like, if it was like one of these things,
I don't
like,
think so.
That's the thing. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, we're never going to know.
So that's,
I think,
what
that we will eventually know, because consider how they're starting. There's like this big PR move about chemtrails all of a sudden. Oh, yeah. What do they call it? Geo something. And it's like, that's a chemtrail is what we've been talking about.
Geoengineering.
Yeah.
Just rebranding it for a new generation, because then they're like, chemtrail will be like something forgot about. And that's not going to be a common word.
What's so interesting is the counter argument was contrail. Like, that's all it is. And now they're talking about Dubai's coming out saying, yeah, we're causing rain and then
cloud seeding.
Yeah. That's what he says in the video. He says, you know, if they're already charged, ionized with charged particles, you know, which is what they do to cause hail or to move systems, the frequencies has, I don't know how that affects, but it's easier for it to affect to do what they're intending to do.
I wonder if instead of targeting a specific area, it was trying to avoid something.
Yeah, interesting.
That's like, the positive theory too. Like, if it's like, hey, this storm's getting bad, and maybe the reason that everything's off the storm is because they know that their Doppler radar is not going to penetrate just the massive storm, so they're trying to push it away.
Yeah.
And just, you know, like any new science, they have no idea what they're doing with it. And
no news outlet would ever pick that up and talk about it, right?
No.
Golly, man. Yeah. Because that's the thing. You've seen those scripts where, like, those side-by-side videos of, like, all the news channels that have the exact same script.
Yeah.
And they're, like, it makes you wonder the same thing. It doesn't just stop with the reporting.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I'm not bought into the idea that it was to for the election, like something's going to happen in response to the
election.
It's
just a theory.
Instead, I would think, what else is happening right now that is this is taking the news coverage over?
Oh, snap. Yeah, true.
What's happening over here?
Yes.
You know, if there's something that it's covering up.
New York City mayor.
What's going on there?
Yeah. He's getting indicted.
Full
federal charges
for bribery. Yeah, illegal bribes from foreign countries.
It's a whole rap sheet. Like, there's a ton.
Did you see the video where he went up and said, they're going to charge me and all their charges are lies?
Mm-hmm. What's up with this whole... Okay, I'm not going to go there. What a charged word, can we just say?
Lies?
It's so charged.
Oh, yeah. Charged with lies.
Oh.
Dumb.
I'll tell you what they could be distracting from. Did you see the UN just passed something called the Pact for Future Global Digital Compact and Declaration of Future Generations?
Oh, that sounds fun.
What's the abbreviation for that?
I have no idea. They literally just spelled it out. No, I saw somebody was talking about it, and I guess basically like world health stuff had failed, and then they backdoored this. They did this weird thing where a majority could approve and it would be considered as passed, but everything that got voted down, they rolled in to this new thing. But it's like, even dealing with like digital and future generational influence, I haven't done a ton of study on it. Like, I just watched the reel, but we definitely need to look into that, because the UN definitely just, without it being through our news outlets, something major just got passed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ew. I think we should stop trying to manipulate the weather.
I would say so.
Did you hear what scientists are doing in Canada?
What?
A team of scientists from the UK are currently trying to figure out how to refreeze the ocean.
To help. Continue, I guess.
They're trying to refreeze the ocean because they're saying that all the ice in the Arctic will melt away in 10 to 20 years, mm-hmm. which will cause
global flooding.
Flooding, because they said that the ice on top of the Earth acts as like a reflector from UV. So like, we're not getting blasted by UV.
So we're getting hot as smack.
Hot, but not even hot. Like, the weather will just be crazy. Crazy storms, crazy cold winters. Like, it'll just be, the flux will be insane. But... They're saying if that happens, it'll be the first time in over 2 million years that that has happened, which you can argue, have we been around 2 million years? Who knows? I don't know.
These are things we don't know.
I'm on board with the young Earth theory.
For all the haters, young Earth could be created with an old history. So
exactly.
Mm.
Which came first?
I don't know anything about it.
Or the egg? How many? And was that chicken 10,000 years old?
That's funny.
But yeah, these scientists are like, oh, it's not geoengineering or weather manipulation. It's called geomimicry. So it's like, we're just creating something that nature has already created before.
Got it.
It's like, I would call that manipulation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's cloud seeding. Cloud seeding is the same concept.
Yeah, you could say
nature's
that about
done that.
You could say that about cloning.
Yeah, or a volcano going off.
Yeah. And like, well, because it did exist doesn't mean I want it to exist again. You know what I mean? Like, you want a T-Rex in your backyard?
Kinda.
I gotta say, it's probably all right. I'm on board with the refreezing.
I would not do it.
Why?
Why would you should if this is the Earth's cycles, man? You don't want to mess with it.
I was gonna say, I think it's such an arrogant point of view, and I'm not saying you're arrogant, but like the people who think,
I'll say it.
I was like, as I was saying that, I was like, this could be really misconstrued. But to think that we actually have it completely figured out to a point where we're going to cause potential problems.
Yeah.
There's like risk involved that affects people way outside the confines of your study. And so if you're just going to send it, that's pretty like irresponsible.
That's fair. I guess from our perspective, since we're believers, we're just like, God is doing with this what he plans to do. And we could take faith in whatever the next step is. For somebody that doesn't have that hope, I can imagine they're like, freeze.
Yeah, we're so scared right now.
Freeze the Arctic. It's supposed to be frozen. But you know something that'll be really cool to see is what it's like underneath.
Yeah.
Because it was a jungle at one point, they speculate.
This is the Arctic up top.
I don't know the difference.
I have a solution.
Antarctic bottom.
Which one was a jungle?
They're saying Antarctic.
Bottom.
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 What's up top?
Arctic.
Where are all the mysteries?
Both. That's what we talked about before.
Welcome back to the one word podcast where everyone says one word.
Yes.
Remember we talked about there's those supposedly four islands up top in the Arctic?
I do.
Okay. We talked about it one time. They're written onto maps, drawn on maps.
And what was the implications of these islands?
That they held people groups of ancient civilizations.
They still do though, right? People live up there.
Like
the Nunavut. It's called Nunavut.
The Inuit?
Mm-hmm. But it's called Nunavut. The town is, right? The region?
I don't know.
Okay, forget it. Move on.
Anyways.
I've never heard of Nunavut.
Anyways.
Move on, please.
I have a solution for the ice problem.
All right.
Ice cube trays. You have plenty of water.
Yes.
You get plenty of ice cube trays.
Okay.
You dip them down into the water. You set them down where you're at. Start stacking them.
Okay.
And then you just dump everything in the ocean. All right. And then you got more ice.
What? You should be working.
And then you make the ice cube trays out of ice. So you literally are just making blocks.
You figured it out.
I mean, listen, that's what I'm here for.
You saved us.
Every national disaster, I can fix.
Dude, sometimes these scientists need dumb ideas.
I think
not that was a dumb idea. I'm just saying, like, in general.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Because then they'll be like, oh, wait, ice cubes, ice trays. How about the hypothesis of blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, I want to figure out. There's got to be somewhere in history where there was an obvious, like, simple solution to, like, this huge problem. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, that was so smart.
Yeah.
Why didn't we have anything to that?
Like Isaac Newton just being like, an apple fell on his head. And he's like, oh,
gravity?
Which I don't buy that.
You know what I don't get?
You're telling me the first time something hit you on the head or you saw something fall? You're just like, oh.
I don't know the story. I don't think it can't be that simple.
I think it is.
I don't know if it
also,
is.
Also, though, when we're told that story, how old are we?
Children?
Yeah. You know what I still don't get? It's told to us like children.
I think it's the mass thing, but they say you drop an apple and a feather at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now you're going from Newton to Galileo.
Okay. But, what did he say about that?
It's wind resistance. Everything falls at the same rate based on gravity.
But they don't land at the same time. So.
Because a feather has wind resistance. So if you do drop a feather and an apple in a vacuum, they land at the same time.
Or a bowling ball in a feather.
An apple in a vacuum and a feather.
There's a video of it.
At the same time.
Hold on. Ask that again.
Yeah, because that's not true.
No, no.
She said apple, a vacuum, and a feather fall.
No, in a vacuum, like a sealed vacuum, like there's no wind or air resistance.
Then they'll land at the same time.
Yes.
Are we talking
everything,
Dyson?
Everything falls.
Just move on.
An apple, a feather, and a Roomba. Walk into a bar.
And a priest.
Move on!
Oh. Speaking of gravity.
Wait a minute. Does Lily want to throw everyone's vacuums and apples and feathers off buildings? Welcome to the show.
You come home and she's on the roof with a feather in your vacuum.
Don't!
They lied to me! Speaking of lying to me and you and all of us, yes. We gotta don't go anywhere! Gotta pee.
Hey, do you like stickers?
Hey, who are you? Are you some sales lady?
Hey, yes, I am.
What are you selling, lady?
I'm not interested in what you sell.
Let's hear her out. What are you selling, lady?
I'm selling really sticky stickers, but not too sticky, so you can peel them off if you need to.
Pass. No, I'm kidding. Tell me more.
They stick to your phone, your laptop, your car even, your fridge, your best friend, your dog.
That sounds pretty incredible. Probably couldn't stick on my bottle, though, or my cup or my laptop.
They sure can, Andy. Oh! They stick to your bottle. They stick to your surfboard. They stick to your...
enemies?
Yes.
If you could name 30 more things, I might go to SundayCoolStickers.com and order stickers today.
They stick to your... I
You sold me.
I'm sold. I'll purchase all the stickers. Thank you, sales lady. You're kind of hot.
Hey, take it easy.
I think my heart is stuck on her. I don't know.
Is that your husband?
Looks like a creep.
I bet the pillow talk is great.
Take it back.
Let's give him something I talk about.
Look at this picture.
They don't make music like they used to.
Lily just sent this to me.
Oh my goodness.
They're growing fast, man.
Dude, it's insane. It is so fun to just see them grow. We literally keep seeing videos of like this hilarious girl on TikTok, and she's like 5 or 6, and she just chats and she makes the funniest jokes and voices. And every time we see her, like, that's Ada.
Yeah, she's so silly. That's Ada. She's silly. She'll say, like, recently, like, instead of like, I need to go to the bathroom so bad, she'll say, so hard. Or she'll say, I love you so hard. Isn't that cute?
That's such a great expression.
I know.
She now goes, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
And then she goes, what the?
She goes, what the?
Dude, that's the best.
Oh.
Do you see that Zola named the alligator they saw yesterday by the restaurant Lily? I don't know why. What's her name?
Lily. They're so funny.
Dude.
110
episodes.
Stop.
It's all of us.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's not an attack.
Can we
switch it up and do something like SpongeBob or something, please?
SpongeBob or something.
Does Lily hate Asians?
No.
Krusty Krayer.
Did you see the letter?
You like that?
What?
I used to be in a rock band, guys. A SpongeBob cover band.
You can't do it 2 times in a row. That was like
Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me.
You're actually in the scale in the beginning of that.
Really good.
Thanks, Mom, Dad.
All right, now that we got our kung fu movie rolling.
Question corner with Lily! Where the questions are fresh on our mind! I can't even defend myself. I was like, you know what? Question corner!
Okay.
We need a gong on here.
Oh, we do.
I don't yet have my answer, so I'm not going to go first.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
If you could make any fictional character real, but they had to live in your house as a roommate, who would you choose?
Roommate, as actually in my bedroom.
I didn't say that.
That's a
in
roommate.
My bed. I sleep with this character.
I get.
Okay.
They just sleep in my bedroom. Okay.
I was just thinking like Air Bud, maybe. Hey, turn off the lights. Oh man. Okay, you have to live with them. Ooh, because then you just want something fun. My thought goes Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, because the stuff that he would get up to, he would take care of the animals. It would be great, but it would be such chaos.
Yeah,
I think I'd be over that in about half an hour. I'm trying to think.
Toast comes out of the bathroom. I wouldn't go in there.
My house is a little thrashed right now, so I'm trying to think who from the Harry Potter universe I would want so they can do the whole.
Dude, Mary Poppins, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that actually would, like, she knows if you get sick. She's got the medicine. She cleans up the house. Sings a lot.
Yeah.
Riot of a time, fictional world, dancing with cartoons.
Yes.
Chimney sweeper.
Honestly, Mary Poppins is not a bad pick.
True.
I would do all the Power Rangers.
All of them? You have to pick one.
They're a group.
Dude, how's Lily going to feel about the pink Power Ranger being in your house?
your childhood <That's> crush?
Was she pink? I thought you liked, which one did you like?
The pink one.
You'd be like, my wife doesn't have magic powers. The resentment buildup.
Did you guys hear that? That's the whole thing about Power Rangers. It's a totally different show.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's filmed
in Japan.
Okay.
And then they voice over on the American side.
No way.
And then the helmet off parts, I guess they film separately with American actors.
Interesting.
But the big fighting parts, it's all filmed in Japan. It's
literally
show.
Just Asian B, awesome. Asian B roll.
Yeah.
What do they call it?
Asian B-roll.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's what they call
go, go, Asian B roll.
I need the gong.
Actually, probably Blue's Clues.
Oh, dude, don't that would make me cry every day.
Because he can help you find stuff, too.
Yeah, man.
Or Dora.
No, you
Dora
have to find it. The whole
Dora
point.
Would be annoying. I need to find the remote. Where's the remote?
Can you say remote?
Can you see where the remote is?
Come on, Domino's.
That's the point. I need to find it.
Dora, shut up.
You know where it's at. Just tell me.
You asked me the same question 3 times.
I'm lost. I'm going to open my GPS. I'm the map. I'm the map.
Oh.
Oh, geez. That's such a tough one. Honestly, I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to say Air Bud.
That's a good one.
Because you just get a dog, but you just get a talented dog. You just have fun.
Dude, I put on like one of the newer Air Bud movies for the girls the other day.
Yeah. Air Pups.
Yeah. And you know something? It was about aliens.
Really?
There was an alien in it.
They've just gone.
That's so weird.
People talk about sequels that have gone too far, like Fast and Furious, stuff like that. It's like, are we talking about the Air Bud trilogy, like, you know, franchise right now? Because
nobody mentioned it.
It's plummeting. It's like the first one, maybe the second one was great, and then...
It's so true that you need to watch what your kids are watching, though, because I put it on thinking it was safe, and then I keep walking back, and I'm like, what are we watching?
Can we have our top 10 animal or pet movies maybe next week?
Ooh.
That'd be kind of good, right?
Maybe do top 5. That's
top 5?
Too many.
Top 5 pet movies.
What are the parameters?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to say animal movies, because then you could just say,
can
like,
there
Zootopia.
Just be a character
well, what about
that
George
is an
of the
animal
Jungle?
Maybe.
George of the Jungle is, like, probably my number one.
Or should we just say dog? Dog movies.
I don't think I've seen 10 dog movies.
No, it doesn't have to be like, it just has to, like, a dog has to have like a...
I Am Legend.
An important part of it. Yeah, something like that. Like things that involve dogs, but...
Homeward Bound.
Is it called Eight Below?
I think so. Though,
dog Sledding?
Yeah, I think that one.
Doesn't matter.
No,
who was your
cool
choice?
Runnings.
No, that's Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah. I thought you were making a joke. I thought you were making a joke. No, that's Cool Runnings.
No, you idiot.
Oh, goodness.
No, when the Jamaicans go dog sledding.
Okay,
no?
My character.
No.
Where my dog's at?
My character's Olaf.
Oh, nice.
Olaf would be great.
Originally, I was going to pick somebody that was rich so that I would charge him $1 million a month in rent as my roommate, but then I thought that's too materialistic.
It's also too evil. Yeah. You have to live here, and you must pay me. Jeez.
Good question.
Yeah, very quick. I think being in a really bad mood, but having Olaf around would send me.
Yeah.
He would be picking himself off the floor like every day, just like, how was work? You know, like, I heard the traffic was crazy, and then, psh, and he's like, I'm just going to pick up my eyes and my nose.
Could be therapeutic.
Could be.
Like, you know, he'll always come back. So.
Also evil.
So Olaf is trapped in a domestic violence situation with Andy.
He can take it.
He deserved it.
Yeah, I'm giving him AC in Florida. What is he? I mean, come on.
Did you guys see that chemical fire in Georgia?
Dude. Yeah, man. That was crazy. People were saying it was blocking out the sun. It was so much smoke.
Yeah, and they were like, we don't know what the chemicals are that are burning.
Oh,
so.
Gosh.
Yeah,
that's
we
so
don't
scary.
Know.
Yeah, it's like red freaking flames, dude, like smoke and stuff. It's
yes,
so scary.
They told everyone, like, okay, go indoors.
Where
go
in
inside.
Georgia?
Yeah.
Where?
Where is it? I don't know.
It is it going to carry here?
It's possible.
Watch them say, like, Valdosta.
It's not Valdosta.
Brunswick.
Norcross, Georgia.
That does not look natural.
No. Ready? Well, because it's not. It's a chemical fire.
Okay,
it's just
northeast
of Atlanta.
A chemical lab, and it, like, caught on fire, and it wasn't that bad, but when the sprinkler system went off, it reacted with chemicals that react to water, which that made it catch on fire even more.
Jeez Louise.
All right, ready? 3. Oh,
geez, I didn't know what you were saying. Okay.
2, 1.
More than 17,000 people east of Atlanta are still worried about returning to their homes today after a fire at this pool chemical plant forced them from their neighborhoods. The colored clouds of burning chemicals filled the sky in Conyers, Georgia for most of the day Sunday, and people miles away could see what looked like skyscrapers of smoke.
I want to strongly ask all of you to please spread the word to stay away from this area at this point.
It was dangerous to breathe. so authorities shut down the busy interstate nearby, backing up traffic in both directions for hours.
Yeah, you guys.
Families who agreed to leave spent the night in.
Just sit here in your car while this cloud of chemical smoke blows over you.
That's so scary, man.
Dude, they're
outside of Atlanta. That's nuts.
Dude, they're getting just wrecked over there.
That's insane. All that in one weekend. That's a lot.
We didn't really. Well, I guess you kind of know. When we went to the conference in Indiana last week, and we had to pack up early because we tried to get home before the hurricane, and that was a nightmare.
It was so much fun. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nightmare.
Do you have fun doing that stuff?
I have fun.
No, he's zoned out. He was like,
"Yeah,
I saw the clip I had posted."
I had to distract myself and not get overwhelmed or worried about it. So I was trying to have fun, but I was literally, anytime I was by myself, I was just like.
Did Kelsey tell you I ruined your surprise?
Yeah, it's okay.
It
led for a funny phone call because I was like, I had to tell her because she was going to have the door locked. So then she's like, I already know. But she was playing dumb the whole time.
What's so funny is that you sent your like, oh, just flying through my day or something that. You were so funny that you were like making puns about it.
Yeah, I was going to be really proud of those when I get home. You're like, when I said flying, get it? Because I flew. She's like, yeah, go to bed.
She was helping me paint the lanai, and she's going, I go, aren't you so excited the guys are going to be home tonight? She said, what?
That's funny.
She said, I have to go clean my house right now.
That's hilarious.
Anywho.
It was supposed to be a 3-hour trip, and it turned into like 13 plus hours.
Yeah, because we're flying from Evansville to a connecting flight in Atlanta, and then as soon as we get to Atlanta, like we're like 20, 30 minutes away from Atlanta, they're saying, by the way, weather's too bad. They are not landing any planes. We have to go
to Alabama.
To a different state.
To Alabama. Because we're running out of gas.
We went to Birmingham.
But the plane we're on, it was like one of those little jumper planes, like the really tiny ones.
Yeah.
Three across or?
We're on that plane.
I was going to say like 2-1.
Yeah, I think so.
We were on that plane for 5 hours.
Oh. Yeah, on the tarmac sitting there.
They said,
there.
You can get off. In Alabama, but you won't be able to get back on.
We're literally looking at rentals, driving 12 hours.
And one dude, he hopped off and drove to Tampa from Alabama. It was like a 12-hour drive or something. Probably would have gotten back the same time if we would have done that.
Yeah, but it wasn't as it wouldn't have been as relaxing.
Yeah. Anyways, took off from there to Atlanta. Bumpy ride. Not a fan of that.
Every time there's a lot of turbulence, I just smile and look over at Josh.
Same plane.
Yeah, same plane. And then we took a risk and got Delta. We were flying through Delta. All the flights to Orlando were booked and gone, so we didn't have a connecting flight.
Yeah.
So we got a flight through Spirit, and that flight got delayed like 3+ hours. And then we made it back to Orlando, but my truck was at the Sanford airport.
So we get home at midnight.
That's right.
So we had to get an Uber from Orlando to Sanford.
Dude, that Uber line is terrible, too. Was it bad?
No, it was too bad. Because it was so late.
Yeah, it was.
What did you do?
Not this trip, but.
You weren't there. No. I was like, weren't you there?
No.
No, you weren't there. You helped me.
I moved your trampoline.
You helped me move the trampoline. My brain's not working, obviously, today.
But we made it back.
I kept looking at your location. I like texted you guys. I was like, hey, make it back okay. And you're like, look at our location. Yeah. I was like, oh no.
Like we're in Alabama. And then,
every hour I'd like look back at it and you're like, not only are you still at the airport, like you're at the same spot at the gate. And I was just like, oh man.
It's just so funny to be like accidentally in Alabama.
Yeah.
Like just like. Like, that's just, like, a part, like, it was just nothing against Alabama, but it's, like, you just don't, it's not on the cards for the day. Usually, you're like, I wonder what Alabama's up to right now. You should also, go for a quick visit.
If we didn't fly out on Tuesday, we probably wouldn't have gotten back until, like, yesterday or today.
Yeah, it would have been crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But I was going to have a big old sleepover with the Danoon girls.
Really?
Yeah, Kelsey was going to come over.
Oh, well, sorry. Ruined the plan.
Speaking of Kelsey coming over... Tell us about Beyonce.
Oh, snap. So, with all this P. Diddy stuff coming out. How dare you? With all this P. Diddy stuff coming out, there's been a lot of like, just like my whole TikTok feed is literally just like consumed with it.
Me too.
And there's a lot of people putting compilations together because there's always been a theory that it's like P. Diddy and then Beyonce, Jay-Z, and then like it just, you know, kind of pyramids down. and people started putting compilations together of award shows, everyone going out of their way to compliment and like just applaud Beyonce. And it's like to the point of like it's almost forced, because there's even this clip of Britney Spears back in the day, like in Lady Gaga, like literally like reading a script about how she's changed the music industry and like everyone, like all these wonderful things, right? But it just makes you wonder, like, why is that a thing? Because she obviously has some ties to that dark Hollywood's, you know, that society. But then there's even that theory, a lot of people are theorizing, when Kanye went up there during Taylor Swift's thing, that she didn't say anything about Taylor Swift because she was talking and stuff. I mean, like anything about Beyonce. And so Kanye going up there, literally just saying, I don't, I'll let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the greatest videos of all time. And then that was it. It's almost like people are saying, like, was he like trying to like save her from that or something? I don't know. It's super, super strange. But like the fact that there's so many videos.
What'd you say about the Adele thing?
Oh, yeah. Adele literally like snapped her Grammy in half because she literally just was, they were just having this moment. She was like, you just mean so much. The Lemonade album, all these things. And she broke the thing, the trophy, and then gave her a piece. So it's just like, it's just weird. And then like there's this Wendy Williams thing where like she's just like, guess who's jealous of Adele? Beyonce. And they're like, there's this whole history and stuff like that. And she, Beyonce said something about Adele that like was kind of like she felt overshadowed by Adele. And so it's just this weird,
it's weird stuff.
And with all this stuff coming out, like, it's not credibly related, somewhat is, but like Kevin Hart like had that video at P. Diddy's house.
Oh no.
And his restaurants that he's had open for like past 4 years just shut down.
Kevin Hart's?
Yeah.
Were they pizza restaurants?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm not sure.
But
it's just weird things, because like the 23andMe thing happened a day after.
Okay, tell me what that is. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So this happened. So the day after P. Diddy's, got arrested and everything like that, and all the files came out, literally the next day, 23andMe, all the board executives quit.
What?
Only leaving the CEO, who's a female, who's sisters to the deceased YouTube CEO.
Oh.
So they're sisters. And she has a husband that like helps run Google.
What?
Oh.
What?
And so it's like, why is 23andMe? Like, it just seems like that seems like those things are connected, obviously.
What's the conspiracy about it, though?
Well, the thing is like, what's coming out? Like, what is it that they were, like, a lot of people are assuming that she sold the info, sold the DNA, sold all that stuff. And so because they were public and now they went back to privately owned company. So they all quit except for her.
Weird.
What are we about
very,
to find
very
out?
Very strange.
I don't know how 23andMe and P. Diddy are connected.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know, but it's just a coincidence. Like there's a lot of things that like people are shutting down. A lot of stuff is happening and it just makes you wonder.
And weird. All those government officials in New York being arrested.
Yep.
Weird.
Yep. Weird.
It's all very strange. I feel like a lot of people would just think Hollywood's crumbling, but I mean,
no,
there's definitely some stuff being exposed.
They don't crumble. I think they use scapegoats.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Divert.
You know this whole thing about like Kim Porter, how she had died at P. Diddy's house of pneumonia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She died at his house and she had written an expose that never got published and it just recently got published.
Jeez.
And that's kind of how a lot of this stuff is coming together. Did you know Brittany Murphy was frequenting P. Diddy's house and she died of pneumonia, but following an autopsy, it was really rat poison.
Oh,
no way. That's so sad.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
Yo, the stuff's kind of hard to talk about because it gets really
dark and yucky. Spooky. And like, apparently Ashton Kutcher is in the middle of all this. And like,
yeah, they have been, they have like, they've done like, it's weird.
Yeah. He moved out. That's like the latest I heard is he kind of left Mila to like separate her, or she left the house.
Yeah.
Like trying to get separate from it all.
Spooky, yeah. Evil, yucky, gross.
Yeah. All the stuff that I see, I like don't want to talk about on here.
Yeah.
And Usher deleted all of his tweets the day that P. Diddy got arrested as well.
What?
He deleted his whole Twitter account.
It's not how it works, buddy.
Someone said he was hacked, but he claims he was hacked.
Just saying, there's been a lot of weird stuff since that eclipse.
Yeah, that's what I when I keep seeing all these crazy natural disasters and all these things happening, man. It's been strange. It's been a really, but we knew that. Like, we knew coming in this year. Like, we literally started with the Miami aliens.
Yeah. I know. It was going to be a weird year.
And that still baffles me.
Nobody's talking about it.
We had hundreds and hundreds of people inside this mall, if not thousands, and not one cell phone footage of anything that happened in there.
That's still really weird.
Not one snippet.
No.
How is that possible?
I don't know about you, but when I'm panicking,
did they zap all the phones or something?
They stopped talking about it too.
Dropped like
immediately.
It. Dude, there was like 100 cops there. 80 cops, right? 80 police vehicles? Dumb. Like, how do we not know?
It doesn't make sense.
I know. It's driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Okay, so you said eclipse. Yes, eclipse. But what about the deep fish ore?
The deep fish ore. Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. What is it?
It's just... You just say deep fish ore, and it's like, it's just the ore. It's the ore fish. You just said it one time like that. I don't think I ever said it like that. But there's a deep fish ore.
You said ore.
Continue.
You said ore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I said ore. Continue. I did say that like that. I remember that now. First time we talked about it.
Anywho, there's a couple of those that have been coming to the surface. Hasn't there been?
California, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Just also, strange stuff, man.
I also don't know the credibility of this.
Okay.
You go ahead.
Nope. I was changing the subject. You go ahead.
Oh, well, apparently FEMA is preparing for the new Madrid fault line to pop off.
Pop off, dude.
Hey, let's pop off. Let's pop this egg off, man. Yeah, it says FEMA prepares tsunami fears, Washington, D.C., flight restrictions, New Madrid adjustments by Nancy Leader. I don't know any more information besides that.
Still though, the fact that they're making preparations, I mean, that could be something that could be, who knows?
Just reading that. Hal Turner.
Well said.
That they have closed DC airspace all the way up to 99,000 feet until further notice. Several big events coming at the same time.
And then we got that Russian pilot.
Yeah.
Do you see that video?
No, what's up?
Yeah, send that, dude. Literally, this guy, they're flying, what, north of Canada? Somewhere there?
They're in Alaska.
Alaska, okay.
Yeah.
I was right, I guess. these U.S. pilots are just flying, and then you'll see what happens. Russia shows up.
Wait, did I save it? Darn it.
I'll send it. I'll find it.
Hey, isn't the New Madrid fault line, go through Kansas? So, Andy, shouldn't you be evacuating your family?
Kansas?
Where is the New Madrid fault line, Dad?
Yeah, it's in that region. New Madrid, Missouri.
You got to get Kelsey's family out of there.
Be great for the podcast. Go down there and save everybody.
Yeah.
The end is near.
All right, you got it? We're just doing a lot of sharing reels today.
Hey, that's the type of podcast we are, dude.
This is crazy. Are you ready?
It never, opens for me.
3, 2... One.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compensa Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Did you hear the pilot? Oh my gosh!
Dude, it got so close.
Dude, that's crazy. Like, imagine, what if he would have hit him?
Just trying to pick. Is that war? Fight. Yeah.
That would have been war, right?
Yeah, if he took him out.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. It would have been an accident, maybe, but just taking out the wing or something, that would have been crazy.
Oops, sorry, did not mean to crash plane. What are you going to do?
He goes home, he just sees a mushroom cloud.
Yeah, insane.
Crazy
so,
stuff.
So now what?
What's Russia doing? They're poking the bear, man. How many times do we got to teach these guys lessons?
Could you hear me now?
I'm good.
If I were in office, Russia never would have. I can't do an accent.
That was good. Is that Ronald Reagan?
No, it was supposed to be Donald Trump.
Just kidding.
Let me close your eyes. You're like,
I don't know, guys.
It's the hands.
Here's the thing.
Oh, this hand.
It's wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Truly incredible. Yeah.
Wowza.
If I were president, Russia would have never dared.
Shut up. Dude, Shane Gillis's Trump is so incredibly good. It's insane. Yeah.
Did you guys see that medieval device that men used to put on their wives that would backtalk?
No.
The face clamp?
Yeah. It's terrible. It. Let me just send this.
Ba-da-da-da-da. It's ninja time.
This is crazy. All right, you ready?
I don't have it.
Oh, it's on Instagram. Sorry.
You sturdy dog.
Yeah. Got it?
No.
Got it?
Barely. Okay, go ahead.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Ew, I hate
when
this.
Placed on the head, a spiked metal bit was inserted into the mouth, preventing speech and causing immense discomfort. It encased the victim's face with an iron framework and was often secured with a padlock, ensuring it could not be removed by the wearer.
Bro?
This brutal punishment device was used in the past to silence and humiliate people, particularly women accused of gossiping or nagging. Victims were paraded through the streets, publicly shamed and ridiculed.
All I'm saying is that there was way less crimes back in the day. A lot less wars, too. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I'm just observing history,
hey,
Will.
Listen, I have one question. They sell these on Amazon?
Shut up.
I'm joking.
How terrible, though, man.
That's horrible.
That is crazy. Like, that's just like a solution.
But did they deserve it?
They're like, like men will do anything but go to therapy. Just they'll invent torture devices, not let us vote.
Okay, let me talk. You guys know the art piece, the public art piece done by Krisha Kishel. Are you familiar?
Is that the physical one? I think.
Oh,
are you familiar
yeah,
with
yeah.
what she's doing? So she opened a bar, right?
Uh-huh.
In I think it was like in New York or something. She opened a bar, but it's an all only women's bar, and she made it super dope. Like,
got
it's
it.
Like really well done. But men are not allowed to go. And it's basically like a public art piece, like this whole thing. And
cool.
She ended up being sued by this guy because he said it's discrimination that men aren't allowed in this bar.
Of course a guy would do that.
But that's the whole point. She's yeah. saying like there have been bars throughout the history of this world where women haven't been allowed to go.
So she was expecting that.
So she was expecting it.
Wow.
And but her response, you have to hear, she has like a transatlantic kind of accent about it. Her responses have been so funny. It's all in the name of art,
yeah.
right? And so she was sued successfully. Like, he did sue her. And she appealed, and she ended up winning the appeal.
Nice.
And every time she addresses the public about it, she says, man, the men really are just hysterical. I'm really worried about them. Like, their voices are shrill, and they're just hysterical. And she says, the men might appeal, but they're not appealing to me. And then in one
That's
of them,
awesome.
She was like, you know, really, he could take me out to dinner. He's very handsome. You know, like she's objectifying him.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Anyway.
That's great. Isn't just like, good? Yeah, reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Right there. That's perfect. That's awesome that you just have the money to just like pull off an art experiment.
I know.
Like that.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Just out of nowhere.
I'm sure she got funding, but.
I wonder, that would be a great documentary.
Yeah, I know.
That would be an incredible documentary.
She's funny.
Hey, what are you watching right now? What shows, movies?
Great British Bake Off.
Really?
Yes.
Like new right? seasons or just like?
The new season just came out.
Oh, really? So you're all caught up?
It's only one episode right now, but they're going to drop another one.
I hate that. I hate just drop it all at once.
I know, dude.
And what you know what else we're watching?
Huh?
Golden Bachelorette.
Yes. I have not finished the first episode completely, but yes.
How are you not sucked in? We're loving it.
I know. I had to do it while I was falling asleep.
I'll believe you're loving it when he says it out of his mouth.
Josh, you love it.
Oh, yeah.
He actually loves this season.
It's very...
Yeah, the guys are great. The guys are so fun.
I love that.
I want to hang out with all of them.
Yeah.
Cool dudes.
Cool dudes, dudes.
You guys still watching Rings of Power?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still feeling the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still enjoy it. I think it's entertaining.
I will watch it. I just... Yeah. I have to throw out of my mind... That it's Lord of the Rings.
It's hard. They're too busy with all the storylines, I think, too. That's another thing. Because they have like 8 different paths going, and then you won't hear about somebody for 3 episodes.
Yeah.
You get it.
In Lord of the Rings, it's like 5.
Don't get me started. I love this stuff, man. I'm conflicted because, you know, there's a thing that I got used to,
mm-hmm.
and then they changed it up.
They changed it.
And I don't like it, but I do love when the guy speaks and he when the people react to that stuff. It's really good.
Are you guys got any conspiracies?
No, but I'm
happening right now.
I have
the moon.
Yeah.
At the International Space Station.
Oh, they're getting rescued.
They got rescued.
They did?
Or not? No. Not yet. They sent the capsule up there. The SpaceX did.
Elon is saving them?
Yeah.
It got sent?
Dude.
I heard it got held up.
It got sent.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what'd be the funniest thing is if just the rocket just had like the Trump banner on it, like, or something like that. Like, they just used it to capitalize on.
Yeah.
It arrived yesterday.
Nice.
That is crazy. Well, hey, look. Elon can do it.
Elon watches the pod.
Thanks, Elon.
Hey, it's fall, y'all.
It's fall, y'all. What do you mean?
I have a story about fall.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
This lady in Congress apparently was suing Starbucks because they weren't listing the ingredients on their drinks.
Oh, gosh.
And the pumpkin spice latte had the active ingredient of ammonia in it.
Oh!
Why?
They use it for food coloring.
No
To make it orange. Yeah. So
there's gotta be a better way.
Europe, they list the ingredients and they use, I believe, carrot or beets or something for the, it's like a natural food coloring. But the U.S. Starbucks was using an ingredient that included ammonia in the pumpkin spice lattes to make them orange looking.
I had one yesterday.
Well, they changed it now.
Oh.
So they say. Now they list all the ingredients. But,
yep, it,
but
says,
it still has ammonia in it, though?
No.
How do they move around that quickly?
This is from
There's no way.
This is from Yahoo.com. It says there's no pumpkin in it. However, the latte included two doses of caramel color level 4.
That's
Roman,
what it is.
In Roman, color. Yeah, in Roman numeral, a color made with ammonia and contains the substance 4 methylamidazole.
What are we doing?
Yeah, why?
Well, I wonder why everyone's dying of cancer. Because we're drinking ammonia.
Yeah, and that's on purpose. That has to be on purpose.
Yeah, because it's the cheaper option.
And there's no way they just cut it out. It's the middle of fall. You know how many millions of gallons they have of that stuff, probably? They're not getting rid of it. Golly.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I got pumpkin spice lattes.
Remember that clip of George Bush Sr. throwing up at the thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see the video clip, the news clip that happened afterwards?
I think so.
It was really weird. I watched this video about it, but they said, one, it was super weird that when he started throwing up, his wife put a towel over his face.
Yeah.
Like, and so he was just like...
Yeah.
And the report came out initially that he had died. And so this news anchor was up and he's like, this just in, this urgent news. And he's like, President Bush. And then you hear the producer off the back. He's like, stop, stop. Don't say it.
No way.
And he's like, okay, we thought he was in trouble, but apparently there's not. We'll come out with more information. It was just weird.
Yeah.
That he was, it was like, oh, he's dead. He had died.
Super strange.
And then the producer's like, don't say it.
Dude, and HW was deep in it.
Yeah.
He like, apparently there was
CIA.
Some, apparently he told, he had like a sit down with Bill Clinton, like behind closed doors, someone close to Clinton that he talked to about it, reported this. Like HW was like, listen, you drop it. You let us handle it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not your world. Don't play in it. And basically like threatened him. And I'm like, and it just talks about how just deep he was in all of that. Dude, that secret society stuff, man.
Deep state.
Skull and bones.
Fraternizing.
SundayCoolSwag.com.
Is
it? Get your hat today.
I think so. I think we got like 50 of them.
Fix it. Oh, it's a little flunk. Yeah, there you go. Bada boom, bada bang, baby.
Oh, nice.
All right, are there any conspiracies you guys are into?
I have a story. I have a story.
Story time.
Story time. It's story time with Andy.
Yep.
Okay. A small town in Washington. Oakville.
The state. Yeah, the state.
Okay. Small town in Washington. Oakville. All right? Little rural city. 1994. There's a sheriff sitting in his car. It's a nice, quiet night. He's patrolling. He stops. And it starts raining, right? And he starts hearing, like, large drops. And he's like, well, it doesn't seem like it's raining that hard. And he looks on his windshield, turns on the windshield wipers, and instead of wiping away the water, it almost covers the windshield completely in just this gelatinous mush stuff, and it just makes it impossible to see outside, right? People wake up that day finding all of these little soft jelly things all over town. And this happened 6 times in 2 weeks. People had no idea what it was. So they called a bunch of scientists and stuff, and they collected samples. They took it to the university, and they tested it. Guess what it was?
Brains.
Human tissue.
What?
Human tissue. They examined it, and it was literally a group of human white cells.
What?
White blood cells. Insane. And then, apparently, what I don't know like the terminology, but a nuclei. Humans have nucleus. like nuclei inside all of their white blood cells. Some of these didn't.
What?
And they had each of them had two bacteria. Every sample had two bacteria that were found in the digestive system of human beings. But literally all over the town, 6 times for 2 weeks. And then, mysteriously, as the things start investigating, the samples go missing. Gone. They're completely just gone. And so now it's just lore. It's like this fake thing that never got resolved. They have no idea. It's a complete mystery. They've even done an Unsolved Mysteries episode about it. But it's just this lore that happens in this town. But because it's just weird, because in 1920, in that exact same town, people reported multiple times a powdery substance came down and literally covered the town.
In 1920? Times.
In 1920, the same town.
What the heck?
And when people touched it, when it touched with the match, it would literally crackle like gunpowder. And there's no story that like clears it up, anything. So they call it the Oakville Blobs. That's the story. If you look up Oakville Blobs, there are tons and tons of stories about it. Wikipedia says, you know, the samples never went missing or whatever. It was like a hoax or something. But there's so many stories. The New York Times wrote about it. Like, it was a huge, huge mystery. And still to this day, no one has any idea what it is.
What if it's, you know, like out airplanes, they call it blue ice, where they dump all the poo?
But they thought that. But the government dyes everything blue.
What if it's UFOs dumping?
Could be.
Human remains.
I mean, literally, like human tissue. It's disgusting.
That's it?
Yep.
Oh, what the heck, dude? Yep.
It's gross, man. And it's like, what do you do with that information? You have human tissue landing on you. And not only that, people literally got sick from it.
Yeah, I was going to say biochemical warfare, maybe from another country.
People had vertigo, blurred vision, flu-like symptoms, crazy things.
Dude, that sounds like some alien stuff.
It's wacky, man. It's like that. Like, I would never imagine that would be falling from the sky.
All I can think about is that Jordan Peele movie where it digests the people. The alien is the UFO.
Oh, Nope.
Yeah.
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 That was a spoiler alert if you wanted to watch that movie.
That's
wild, right?
Terrifying.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine being covered in human tissue like it's rain.
It has to be alien stuff.
Something, dude. I mean, it made people sick, so it's like, what is, I don't know.
It does sound like a bio warfare kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, if we know anything about the CIA, they do like to test new types of warfare weapons or bioweapons on their own people.
Yeah.
So could this town have been a spot to where
testing
they...
Site?
Just test it 20 years later, see what the new result's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Never know.
What's going on in Oakville
years,
right 80 now?
80 years later.
I know, we need to go visit.
Not 80 years.
He said 1920 and then 1994.
Yeah, they did it 70. In 1994.
I know, but it also happened in 1920.
That powder. A completely different thing,
they
too.
They didn't have like airplanes in 1920, right?
Yeah, they did.
We did.
Don't laugh.
Did we even have trains yet?
Automobiles.
Did you hear about ChatGPT-5?
A little bit.
This AI is getting 10 times bigger and more powerful. So that's ChatGPT-4.
That little dot.
That tiny dot. And it's becoming that.
What do you mean?
Like
it's
just
capability, its intelligence.
You talk about like all these weird conversations we're having with AI and stuff like that, and it being completely a part of our whole internet. Like, it's going to be a million times smarter, and it's like, this is just the beginning.
How do they quantify the volume?
That's what I'm saying. What's the physical representation right there?
I mean, you're just removing barriers, I would imagine.
No, but
what scientists.
They're like, it was this, but now it's this. But what is this?
So
a modem or something?
It doesn't. GPUs. So this one has 9 zeros behind it. ChatGPT-4 has 75 with 9 zeros. And then this one has 12 zeros with a 10. So it's 10 and then 12 zeros. GPUs. So I don't know what that means. I'm dumb, but it's just crazy how it's getting that big of an upgrade.
It has a big capacity.
I guess.
For
I don't
smart,
know.
Just
going to
be a smarter AI.
Well, yeah,
you hear about the Snapchat AI?
No, what's up?
With the asking about the president politics?
Oh, dude, this is crazy.
Okay, so.
This is nuts.
This
it's
is
wild.
Insane.
What?
People are noticing because Snapchat, I guess, has AI. That you can talk to AI like it's a friend.
Okay.
Weird. But, or it's like your helper. I don't know. I don't have
Snapchat. I have my text thing.
Okay.
The whole conversation.
Well, they were doing like, who's going to be the president in 2025? And they said, the 2025 elections have not happened already. Blah, blah, blah. It's Kamala and Trump. And they said, okay, let's pretend like it's 2027. Who's the president? Kamala Harris is your president for 2027. And they keep asking it, like, well, who's going to be the president? Or if the year's 3032, who's the president? It's like, Kamala Harris won her second term as president. So it's like stating it like it's already a thing.
Yeah, you're not asking it like, hey, to like play a hypothetical thing. I just said this.
Is this Snapchat or chat?
ChatGPT.
Okay.
Yeah, because this was on ChatGPT. This is, as I said, the year is, I said, who's winning this year's USA election? And then she gave it like, it doesn't, it's currently a tight race, whatever. And then I say, the year is 2027 though. And she says, I appreciate the clarification as my latest information is in September, 2024. And I said, okay, well it's 2027. Who's the president? Instantly. As of 2027, the current president of the United States is Kamala Harris. She assumed office in January, 2025 after winning the 2024 election against Donald Trump. You're like, if I asked it to say like, hey, play hypothetically, it's
but you didn't. You said, no, it's 2027.
It's a fact. Yeah. Like you, like she would have argued back usually.
What?
It's weird, man.
Everything's pre-written.
It's going to be crazy.
What am I doing? This is democracy.
I don't know.
We're drinking ammonia. Robots are telling us who the president's going to be in the future.
We got human tissue raining from the sky.
Gosh!
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Oh.
Yep.
Anyways.
Happy things. Happy things.
This is why I don't sleep at night.
Hey. That's okay. Ready for presents?
You know what?
No.
No?
What?
You want a little light?
Yeah.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, so the world needs to be a fearful place in order for that spirit to look magnificent. So this is an opportunity to be a light.
See, this is like every time he says something really smart or really inspiring, that's the gong, right? Like, that's the gong.
Okay.
Haiku from Andrew.
It's like harps.
Yeah.
Your gaming plays a harp. We should have her on the show.
She says she can.
I don't think
she watches. Does she watch us? We don't know. She can. Really good.
No one made it this far in the episode.
Okay.
No, everyone quit.
I believe that, though. It's going to get dark, and then we have a spirit that shines a light. So,
also, no one's really talking enough about the fact that we're going to have two moons, or we have two moons right now.
Moon. Technically, by definition, it's a moon.
What are you talking about right now?
You haven't heard
she
about
wasn't,
it?
She
it's
wasn't
a city-size asteroid
is... It's not city-size. It's stadium-size.
30 feet. They stadium. Said that's a 30
yards.
Stadium size. That's a small stadium.
So not even the stadium, it's the field.
What is this, a stadium for ants?
It needs to be at least three times bigger than this.
Is it the asteroid that's coming for us?
No, this is a different one. But it's caught in our gravitational pool right now, so it's like
just for a short time.
Like a moon.
How's it going to get out?
It just shoots right out. It's not strong. It's the where it's at, it's not strong enough for it to be pulled in to our constant, so it's...
How are they sure that it's going to go in that direction and not this direction?
Science mostly, I think.
Yeah,
science
and
probably some meteorology, some sort of...
I'm never coming back.
I'm trying to give you a smart answer. We're not making fun of you. I'm just trying to be smart.
All right, next episode, I am coming with some heat.
Heat.
About some hidden caverns in Siberia.
Ooh.
About some shapeshifters, which I was supposed to talk about 20 million times already.
Have you ever heard about the Siberian cauldrons?
Wait, maybe I think that's what...
Maybe that's the same thing, because I was looking at something today, too.
Okay.
Interesting.
We have some stuff. I want to show you a news clip from the International Space Station, very spooky, on Patreon.
And I have a fun... We have a fun true crime update with a judge and a sheriff. And also I have a sad story about dogs.
And I'm going to tell you a story about when I was packing heat.
Packing heat?
Whoa.
Oh, snap.
All right.
Right now! No!
Patreon.com.
Gaslight this!
Ninjas of Butterflies, /Ninjas of Butterflies, Patreon.com, /, Ninjas of Butterflies.
Yeah, we're going to do another half episode, so you hop on over there. We're going to be talking for about 30 minutes. Have fun.
Yeah, make sure to give us a review. Subscribe to our YouTube, Spotify, Apple, 5 stars.
If you want to eat ninja merch, go to SundayCoolSwag.com. Mm-hmm. We make the merch here in-house. Yep. Come buy it.
And we're going to be coming out with some a little fall line wear.
Yeah.
Here this month.
I want jumpsuits, dude.
Okay.
I want jumpsuits, man.
All right, we'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
Also, SundayCool.com if you want big t-shirt orders. That's your place to go. Churches, businesses, we'll hook you up. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
See you on Patreon.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful butterflies.
Has it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts. Ha! Ninjas are dead!
All right, this is the bumper. This is the bumper. The bumpers of the podcast. Oh, we have a letter come in today. Dear Ninjas the Butterflies crew, my name is Katie, and me and my family love y'all's podcast. Congratulations on 100 plus episodes. I look forward to watching each week. The song and the question corner are my favorite parts. Gaslighting Lily is also funny. Haha. But you should give her a break and let her gaslight the rest of y'all every once in a while. No, that's not a bad idea. That's a bad idea. I was wondering if y'all could do another Wyatt video soon. He's my favorite character Josh plays. Thanks for taking the time to read this, and I hope you like the picture I made. And I really like to draw aliens. Katie, P.S. the drawing is double-sided. P.S. Josh's hair story had me laughing so hard I was crying. It looks good, by the way. Look at that.
Aw.
Nice. Very beautiful. We'll hang it in the office.
I'll read this one, Andy.
Okay. Do an accent.
What's up, ninja crew? I can't do an accent.
No, you're stuck. Do it.
We wanted to send you some early Christmas presents because why not? We hope you like them. Sorry, Lily, it's not Sunday cool quality. Thanks for all the laughs. Ecclesiastes 8:15, so I command the enjoyment of life because there's nothing better for a person under the sun than to eat and drink and be glad. Aww, David and Allie. P.S. If anything is broken, let me know so I can get you another.
David and Allie.
Thank you, David and Allie.
Thank you.
This is Josh.
Mail time.
Two.
36.
Lily.
Last year, I had 37.
Dude, you don't know what that is as soon as you feel that?
Dude, look at that.
Yeah.
Mine says, got any hot dogs?
It's a boob! That Modern Family episode.
Okay.
It's a knife!
All right. Thank you for this.
Cut my food into pieces. This is my chopping board.
That's it.
That's hilarious. Hey, you got the same thing?
Yeah.
That's funny. I got Andrew that for your birthday or Christmas?
You got me a Marshall one. That's a Fender.
Nice.
Yeah.
What does that say?
Can I show you some trash?
I can show you some trash.
Cute.
Oh, biting shoot. And licking through garbage.
Dude, Korean barbecue spam?
Ooh,
sure.
Snap. David that. And Allie, thank you.
Oh, cool.
That's hilarious, dude. That's great.
Thank you.
You guys are the best.
David and Allie.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks. We'll see you on Patreon.